Hi, this is Tom from Gordian, and today I'm talking to Tim Duggan and Bob Mewis, two of the minds behind Gordian's RS Means data. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm good today.
That's good. So you two recently participated in a webinar about how construction costs have changed from 2019 to 2020. And if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the webinar, I want you to stop what you're doing and go check it out. You'll find out about changes to steel costs, wood costs, concrete costs. You'll find out why costs change. You'll find out how these guys and their teams build a construction cost database. All real interesting stuff. You should watch it and come back to this later. But some people who registered early for the webinar had the opportunity to submit questions, and today our experts are back to answer those questions. Now, I have to say, for the record, the audience asked some great questions. You guys really have your work cut out for you today, Tim, Bob. So are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, Bob, we're going to start with you. How often does Gordian update RS Means data?
That's a great question. Every bit of the data is updated at least annually. Some items are actually updated quarterly, but when you consider that the use of the CCI, that essentially means that every item is updated quarterly.
So you talked some in the webinar about why construction costs change, and we have a question about that. The question is, how often do construction costs change, and what are the primary factors that lead to change?
From our perspective, we look at it that, and by looking at years past, at normally about 90% of all of our line items have a change in cost from year to year. The level of change varies from 0.1% to 10-20%. But the primary factors that seem to influence this are supply and demand and the economy.
So Tim, I have a question for you. How does the data gathering process work, and how does your team account for variables?
That's a complex question, but I'm going to try and break it down and make it easy to understand. Based on historical analysis of pricing trends, we identify materials that group together and then prioritize on the most commonly used items to focus on price collection. And then we try to collect prices across six different census regions to derive a national average price for the materials. And then using this price change from year to year to influence a price change of statistically supported related to other prices to update the data. Then quarterly, we have a market basket of materials that we collect on in 113 cities around the US to understand regional adjustments. And we have an algorithm that empowers this regional adjustment to every three-digit zip code in the US and Canada postal zone. And that's what creates our CCI adjustments. We take a similar approach for wages and equipment costs so that you get the right costs in the right time in the right location.
That all sounds very sophisticated and difficult. I have another sophisticated question for you. How does Gordian predict market trends with RS Means data?
Well, by taking advantage of all that work we just talked about, which literally takes about 22,000 hours man hours every year in order to do, we were able to take that historical data, and that's how we developed our predictive data, by deriving correlated relationships to price changes over history. For example, we found that wood prices changes over the last 20 years have correlated to a weighted relationship and changes to the following tracked indexes. And then using their forecast index with calculated leads and lags, derive our predictive cost outputs that we predict what will be what the RS Means data will publish in the next 3 years. And just to go back, the indexes that I was referring to as an example, commercial real estate price index, the GPO for logging, the GPO for paper products, and world gross domestic product. A combination of those four things weighted with the lead and lag on their indexes is actually how we derive what the price change for wood will be 3 years into the future.
That is fascinating. Thank you. Now we have a question about accuracy. How accurate is RS Means data generally, and how accurate is it in reference to pricing new home construction costs?
Since RS Means philosophy is to provide the average cost, our expectation is that in a list of 10 bidders, the RS Means number would fall at number 5 or 6. It's not our goal to be the low bidder, but rather to provide a fair cost.
So we have a question here. Does RS Means data contain costs for new residential construction, and where can someone find that?
Yes, we do. We have it available in print product on the CD and at RS Means Online. And in fact, the data is broken up into the three major areas of the way we present data. First off, there are residential construction models for new home construction. There are also residential assemblies, which are the major components like a floor frame or a roof frame. And then there's residential unit costs as well, which gets right down into the detail for every component that goes into a residential new home. And also, by the way, we do have a contractor's pricing guide for residential repair and remodeling costs, which is arranged a little bit differently, but it still gets out the prices for you for doing a lot of different renovation or remodeling projects.
When we talk about RS Means data, we often talk about commercial construction costs, but someone wants to know, does RS Means data contain home construction wiring costs?
Yes, that can be found in division 26. I believe the division number is 260505.
You had a couple questions about copper. How is the cost of copper changing in 2020?
Looking back over the data, we have not really identified anything significant outside the norm, is what I mean by that, from to date, looking at our 2020 data.
Okay. Bob, we discussed in the webinar changes to steel costs. We have a kind of a more specific question about stainless steel. The question is, can you provide context to 2020 year-over-year changes related to stainless steel, specifically 304 and 316?
In terms of a manufactured product, yes, I can provide that. So for example, stainless steel sheet, type 304, 28 gauge, was $4.66 a square foot in 2019. Today, it's $5.
Oh, wow, that's quite an increase. Had a few questions about regional differences in costs. In the webinar, we talked about steel wood and concrete, and you know, several people asked about copper. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw this in there. But are there regional differences in the cost of those materials?
I don't have this, and I didn't want to get into reciting off a list of cost changes in each area. But traditionally, what we see in looking at our current data, steel is more nationally based core pricing, and it's affected everywhere but with adjustments for the weight of whatever steel you have and the shipping cost, because it is such a heavy material. So that's what causes the variances around the country. Wood is based on the distance from the source to the project. Normally, many of our trees in our country where the source comes from is in the west, so their costs are slightly less as compared to the east, where we find a slightly higher cost because it has to travel from the west. Concrete is a very locally sourced material, so it's very variable depending on location. And copper is probably more uniform, somewhat similar to steel, but it doesn't weigh as much, so therefore the cost doesn't fluctuate as much.
That's endlessly interesting. And another question about database organization. The question is, Does RSMeans Data use master format or uniformat to organize costs?
Actually, we use both. Unit price information is organized by master format. Assemblies and models are organized by uniformat, and we follow ASTM E1557 for the organization structure.
In the webinar, you mentioned a few new line items for 2020 costs. We had some specific questions about additions to the database. So we're going to run through a few of those real quick. The first one is, does RSMeans Data have more items for elevator modernization work in 2020?
I'm afraid not, but based on client inquiries, we do prioritize new data updates.
That's interesting. So if the marketplace wants it, we can maybe give it to them. Here's another question. Someone wants to know if the motion detector / power pack for wall outlets has been eliminated, and if not, where can they find it?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, we did make a change to master format 2018. So that item may have moved. If you could get back to me with what the line item number was from the previous years, I'd be able to find it for you and get back to you.
That's great. And have there been any additions to the fiber optic cable infrastructure division?
I'm afraid not, but what we have is under division 27, 13, 23.
Thank you. Last question about sort of additions and database structure. Does RSMeans Data contain costs for green or environmentally friendly products?
Yes. Each product that we have has a different way to identify those items. In the printed books, there's an icon of the letter G next to the line item. In the CD product, the last four digits of the line item number is shaded green. And in RSMeans Online, there's an icon of a leaf next to the line item.
We have a question about installation costs and how they're determined. Is it bare materials plus labor plus overhead and profit?
Yes.
We have a question about RSMeans Data and facility or project owners. You addressed this some, Tim, in the webinar, but we have the question, so I want to answer it. How does RSMeans Data benefit facility or project owners?
It, again, a topic that could go on quite extensively, but I'm going to give you kind of the highlights in multiple ways, either by allowing facility managers to estimate specific replacement costs for budgeting, or through the use of our lifecycle cost estimator feature to help them look at assets and the replacement cycles and the maintenance costs on, and then have it exported over a schedule for given year, future years.
Right, so it's not, RSMeans Data can be used for a line by line estimate, but there's a lot of other uses for, you know, facility owners, project managers, that sort of thing. That's interesting. So someone's asking you to predict the future. What category of building construction do you predict will undergo the most change in the next decade?
Many ways to, again, to read that question, but in my opinion, the scoping and development of project costing will take the most advantage of technology and data, drones, imagery analysis. We all see this in readings that we do about the industry, but that seems to be where most of the topic of change is going to come up in the near future.
It's interesting. Someone wants to know, how can I be more accurate on bid proposals and avoid guessing indirect costs?
That's an interesting question. I'll start off with the bid proposal accuracy. That really depends on three things. Number one being, how good are the construction documents and how well do you understand them? Number two, how good of a job did you do on performing your quantity takeoff, actually measuring the amount of materials or work from those construction documents? And number three, did you use the right tools and resources to price the work and then apply indirect costs and profit? Regarding indirect costs, they are very challenging. They depend upon the size of your company and the overhead you carry for running that company. What I recommend is to add up your overhead costs for a year and then divide that sum by the revenue you generated in 1 year. The result is a percentage that you should add to the direct costs of each and every bid.
Someone wants to know, what events should people keep an eye on for potential impacts to material and labor costs?
The things that we typically, especially in the most recent years, tariffs being one example that we're all familiar with, oil and gas prices really do drive a lot of the change in costs. We literally track that specifically, and raw material price hikes could have an impact.
Interesting. And you said that inflation isn't the only thing that affects costs, but inflation does affect costs. Someone wants to know how much.
Probably from a baseline value, as inflation increases, it will then adjust all the other increases of all the material. So I kind of describe it as you have a baseline inflation increase of 1.5%, and then we go and look at what's the people evaluate the change in any given material up or down. So therefore, that's why we start with that base normally is what happens, and then it's an adjustment from there based on the material change.
Okay, interesting. You mentioned in the webinar, Tim, that natural disasters can affect costs. And someone asked if we could provide a specific example from a 2019 natural disaster about how that event affected construction costs, perhaps something from Hurricane Michael or the California wildfires. Can you provide that information?
What I can do is kind of talk about this more historically. Change and measuring that change in cost for these two storms and these two events is kind of more recent. But our research indicates that most materials do not fluctuate dramatically due to a disaster. One contradiction to that is that if it happens to be a large oil refinery or primary source of a type of wood, then yes, it would have a global effect. Our research shows that other than temporary price gouging, locally sourced materials do not react just because of the disaster. We have been tracking pricing from local suppliers on a quarterly basis in 113 cities for many, many years, and reviewing places such as New Orleans, or Houston, or Florida, materials do not show a significant price change compared to the overall trend in other areas due to the impact of a storm. Most of the impact is in labor. Each location has a typical static labor pool, and that complete around X amount of construction. Post-disaster, a market does have significant amount of additional construction that is needed, but based on resources, can only accomplish what they can resource. Yes, reaching out to other markets will increase labor cost, and that is the balance each market has to find. The other question is understanding how much of the cost is driven by increased overhead and profits. As a unique example, look at Puerto Rico. While they have significant work to accomplish due to funding and resource constraints and continuing disaster events, the cost of construction has not significantly changed at the base material and labor cost yet. If funding does come at the levels expected, the cost to construct will increase at the dollar per square foot level, and a lot of study is underway to determine what that will be.
Okay, thank you for that. Bob and Tim, thank you again for your time. It's always insightful, always great to talk to you guys. And if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the 2020 Construction Cost Changes webinar, please do that immediately. And if you're ready to get your hands on 2020 construction costs, you can find them at rsmeans.com. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.